This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the new album The Blow by the music and performance art duo called The Blow, which was conceived by its singer Kayla Maristich. Melissa Dine plays a more behind-the-scenes role, arranging, mixing, and co-producing much of this new collection. The music made by The Blow can be broadly labeled as electropop, but Ken says it goes further than that.
Just something to do with my tongue until you kissed me. A kiss was just something to do with my tongue until you kissed me.
A kiss was just something to do with my tongue until you kissed me, Kayla Maristich sings on that song, A Kiss. The wry humor is typical. The music made by The Blow is effective in part because it combines catchy keyboard riffs, synthesizers, and percussion with what The Blow's MySpace page describes as, quote, lyrics that sound like unverbalized thoughts set to basic pop melodies. I could quibble that setting unverbalized thoughts down as words is, well, verbalizing them. But who wants to quibble when music sounds as good, as intriguing, as this?
He wants to talk to you 'cause you're a girl, and he likes girls. We all like girls. Uh-huh. I flashed my powder pink passport and I walked right through, walked up to you. I'm glad to see you got into. For the things that we've never seen then, and when we find the ones that seem most fun, I'll let you try them out on me 'cause you're the girl.
The Blow as an album coheres around a couple of notions. The first is the creation of an extremely self-conscious narrator. I heard a rumor that I was amazing, goes a line in a song called I Tell Myself Everything. When you walked out, I lost control of my mouth, and now it seems it's stuck in this ambiguous pout. That's the beginning of another tune, Invisible. The character created by The Blow is a likable narcissist, self-absorbed in a way that still invites self-identification in you and I, the listeners.
When you walked out, I lost control of my mouth, and now it seems it's stuck in this ambiguous pout. I really don't know what to do without you. With little things like my face and my body, and what about clothes? Thought they invented those for the single purpose of you taking them off me. I even put them on. It all feels so wrong without you. I really don't know what to do without you. And if you won't see me.
The other idea around which The Blow organizes itself are those never-fail pop music themes of romance and sex. There's a bit of angst here and there. On I Tell Myself Everything, there's the tart phrase, pleasure writes fewer good songs. But a lot of this album is about breezy flirting, about trying to convey through melody and ordinary language the deep mysteries of attraction and allure.
Shown us, we went
As groovy as this music frequently sounds, these are not conventional would-be pop stars. Marusic is the sort of artist who can refer unironically to her music as a text to be deconstructed. Her Blow partner Melissa Dine, serving as Blow's co-producer, arranger, and stage show designer, also has a career as a maker of site-specific art objects. Of course, you could say the same thing about Miley Cyrus and her VMA performance, as site-specific an art performance piece as Mass America has seen in a while. But even as the Blow women place their music in an art world context, the reason their stuff works, the reason it's not, in other words, that dreaded thing, art rock, is because it never denies its intellectual spirit its own fleshly desires.
Ken Tucker reviewed the Blow's new album by the same name. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sherrock. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our assistant producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. John Sheehan directed today's show. Our engineer today is Fred Snyder. He's about to retire, so this is his final time as our program's relief engineer. We thank him for his contributions and for all the times he's bailed us out. He hopes to devote more time to playing clarinet. So we're closing with clarinetist Don Byron. I'm Terry Gross.